These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Be on the lookout for afternoon rain and highs in the 90s. Let's get things started in Miami Beach. The demolition of the historic Deauville Beach Resort is moving forward. Crews have started to tear down the lower portion of the building. Asbestos removal from the shuttered Collins Avenue Hotel is now complete. The hotel was built in 1957 and best known for hosting the Beatles in 1964. The latest step in the demolition process comes as Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross is proposing a new luxury condo tower and hotel at the site, designed by world-renowned architect Frank Gehry. A November 8 referendum will ask voters whether to approve increased floor area ratio at the site. Ross envisions a 375-foot condo tower. In food news, Chef Shingo Akikuni was executive chef of Haydn in Wynwood when it earned a Michelin star earlier this year. Now he's opening his own restaurant, leaving the trendy Miami neighborhood for Coral Gables. The new spot is called Shingo and will be located inside the historic La Palma building on Alhambra Circle. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In wildlife news, a woman was bitten by an alligator in a Bradenton area retirement community. The 77-year-old woman was walking on the sidewalk near a retention pond near her home before the attack. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Wildlife officials say that a nearly 8-foot-long alligator was responsible for the attack. A witness kept the alligator in sight until a trapper removed it. In court, authorities say the driver who killed 5 young people in a wrong-way crash on the Palmetto Expressway was going 80 miles an hour and was drunk shortly after the wreck. Prosecutors now plan to file DUI manslaughter charges against Makey Simeon. He was ordered held without bond. Simeon has been in custody since early August 20, when his 2018 Silver Infiniti drove up the off-ramp of the Palmetto, passed oncoming cars, switched lanes, and then plowed into a westbound Honda. 5 young people inside, ages 18 to 25, all died. And finally, in movie news. Move over, Flipper. There's a new film star based at a landmark Miami attraction. Akuti is a greater one-horned endangered Indian rhino at Zoo Miami. She made her acting debut in a movie tentatively titled Omni Loop, starring Tony-winning actress Mary Louise Parker. Zoo Miami ambassador Ron McGill says Akuti was a natural in front of the camera, and the crew got all the shots needed in less than half a day. McGill had worked with the crew on previous projects and they agreed to make a $5,000 donation to Global Conservation Force. That's a group that helps fight rhino poaching and aids in conservation. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.